streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. It is a Tuesday. We're on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. It is great to have you in today. Joy Taylor, who is on another European vacation, maybe a Mexican vacation. I lose track. She has more sky miles than anybody in America. Actually, she went to a beautiful resort south of our border. It looks amazing. I saw your pictures this morning.
It was great. It was much needed. We had a very longer football season than we normally do.
And an exhausting one with all the Aaron Rodgers drama.
Which is a good transition, Colin, into what I believe will be our first topic today.
Well, I'll start for this. Aaron Rodgers sent out a very nice Instagram post last night with a lot of hearts, and it read like one of those Hallmark posters, and gratitude and love and wine is for the soul, so get drunk on it. And, you know, it was one of those things. And, mysterious. I've said this before. I have nothing in common with Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't get along with his parents, or as far as I can tell, his brother. Never married, no kids, doesn't have a pet. I take incredible pride on being self-reliant. I couldn't tell you the last meeting I had. I've been here 6 years. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw my bosses. He's arguing with his every offseason. So I can't get into his head. I don't generally, if you tell people you love them, you don't bail on them 10 minutes later. Well, what do I know? Now, I will say this, I doubt the Packers know what he's doing yet. I think they have a press conference tomorrow, but that's pre-combine. They do that annually. And I think Aaron would like to control the announcement. It's hard to keep a secret with Aaron Rodgers, especially in Green Bay. Also, he's on the Sirius XM every week or most weeks with Pat McAfee, and today he's on, so he likes to drum up business on that. My hunch has always been he would return to Green Bay for a lot of reasons. He's got power there. There is no owner. He's got a young offensive coach. The division is absolutely awful. Devontae Adams You know, Aaron Jones, he's got star players around him. Brady's now retired, so we think. So the NFC is just wide open. Plus, you know, this isn't discussed a lot. In one more season, he's a free agent. He can move like Brady did. Right now, he could not. So my hunch has always been he'd be back. And plus, when you read the Instagram post, it's too long to put on the air. He likes a lot of stuff about Green Bay. He likes his left tackle, David Bakhtiari, the coach, the players. There's a lot to like about Green Bay. You can hide, you know, a little bit in Green Bay. You don't have the press over you all the time. He's got a bunch of pictures, and everybody's trying to figure out what the pictures mean. And what I find really entertaining about this whole thing, it is very much reminiscent of Brett Favre. A lot of drama toward the end. The difference is Aaron Rodgers was the backup to Favre and everybody knew he could play. Jordan Love is the backup to Aaron Rodgers and nobody thinks he can. So there's really some pressure on Green Bay to get this puppy right. When Brett walked out the door, everybody in the building knew Aaron's really good. Right now, nobody in Green Bay is saying that about Jordan Love from as far as I can tell. But I was thinking about this as I drove in this morning. There's this weird syndrome. I don't know if you've read about it. They call it the Havana syndrome, where we've sent government officials to, you know, other countries. And in Havana, there was a hotel. And our government officials came back and they were sick multiple times. And nobody can figure out the illness. It's a mystery illness. And they've called it the Havana syndrome. It's all over. You can go search it, Google it. I always call this, Favre and Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay quarterback syndrome. You know, it's the same without the sickness part. Is that there's a reason Favre from the South, good old boy, and Aaron Rodgers, no-cal hipster, connected to Hollywood, have become the same guy. It's the Green Bay quarterback syndrome. Because you have no owner, and because you don't get free agents, they're not interested in being there, you're not only the franchise quarterback, you're the franchise, beginning, middle, and end. And Green Bay is unique. The trophy for the Super Bowl is named after your former coach. The town is called Title Town. And you win the division every year because the Bears, Lions are almost always dysfunctional and the Vikings are good but never a Super Bowl winner. And so it's a really weird dynamic where you don't have an owner, Jerry Jones. And in 2022, the world's changed. You need owners. I mean, Stan Kroenke is the reason that Matt Stafford, OBJ, and Von Miller are Rams. They gave up picks. They called Stan Kroenke. He got it done. Like, owners matter. To get on the phone, let's make a move. Green Bay doesn't have one, so they're a little bit of an outdated model. They're the post office, as I've joked before. They don't get free agents. Well, the Super Bowl champ went out and spent money on free agents or gave away draft picks. And so you have the expectations to win. It's Title Town, the Lombardi Trophy. You win your division, your MVP. But you're really not built to win in today's pro sports environment where mobility, free agents, and owner can be huge, huge, forget benefits, huge advantages. Stan Kroenke's the reason Matt Stafford's here. That would be hard to pull off without an owner. You'd have to have multiple meetings. You'd have to go to the board in Green Bay. By that time, he's off to somebody else. And so I think it's a very unique situation. And at the end of regular seasons, Favre and Aaron Rodgers once again can win MVPs and dominate the division, have the passer rating, and no title. One for both. And so I think it creates the Green Bay Packer quarterback syndrome. They're not really built to win Super Bowls in 2022 and beyond. They're not. You need an owner. You need free agents. The margins are slim. Von Miller ended up being massively important. You can argue they do not win some of those playoff games without Von Miller. OBJ was huge in the first half in the Super Bowl. Big against Tampa. And so I have no idea what Aaron's going to do. My hunch has always been that he will stay. He wants to feel loved. There was a lot of hearts, very Hallmarky card. He wants to be loved, and I think he is, despite his drama, loved in Green Bay. All right, so, you know, the first few days, NFL season's over, right? College basketball, March Madness, a few weeks away. This has always been sort of a dead zone in our business. NFL free agency starts, you know, in earnest in a couple of weeks. March has always been an underrated month for us. March Madness, NFL free agency, quarterbacks moving. I love March. I think March is a great month for sports. February after the Super Bowl. That's why the Super Bowl is a week later is actually good for us. It's instead of 3 to 4 weeks of Death Valley, it's like 2 to 3 weeks. And this week is particularly hard because the NBA All-Star game takes place. So they stop playing NBA games on Thursday and they don't play them Monday, Tuesday. So you sit there kind of in the dead zone. So I thought it was kind of funny when LeBron and MJ hugged during the All-Star game. I'm like, oh, good. That's like 3 days of content right there. I can do more Michael and LeBron debate stuff. And, you know, it is interesting. In fairness to LeBron, it's a different time. LeBron's never going to be as popular as Michael Jordan. The NFL is way bigger now than it was in Michael Jordan's era. The most beloved Olympic team ever is the Dream Team. That was Michael. It was new and fresh. Every game is on television now. Michael games felt bigger. I mean, Michael Jordan's brand last year made $4.7 billion. LeBron James' brand, which is huge, made like $700 million. I mean, today, Michael Jordan's brand like seven times bigger than LeBron. And that's not, there's nothing LeBron can do about that. He could have stayed totally out of politics. It doesn't matter. It was a different time. It's just a completely different time. Michael, it just felt bigger. You didn't have Instagram. You didn't have Twitter. When you saw him, it was rare. I can remember Michael Jordan. I worked in Portland. Oh, Michael Jordan's coming to town. You knew it 2 weeks out. We're going to get that interview. Like, you see LeBron all the time. What he's having for lunch. What he's having for dinner. It's Taco Tuesday at the house. Just a different world. And I also think it's harder to compare the two because, I mean, LeBron's just playing so long now. Like athletes now, they play longer. As long as you take care of your body, the food's better, the training's better, the nutrition's better, the travel's easier, the practices are rarer. LeBron's going to play for another 5 years. The second thing is the 80s NBA and today's NBA feel so different. It's much more European. The Europeans are better now. There's more three-point shooting. You can't tackle players as much as you did in the 80s. Now, I will say this. Michael would score more points today if he played. He'd probably average 37 points a game because you can't hand check people. You'd never keep Michael in front of you. People didn't have much success doing it then. You'd never do it now. Michael would score more now. Michael also would not be nearly as dominant defensively, although he would be great because he's so long and athletic and twitchy. But you can't keep Ja Morant in front of you. Forget it. Nobody can. Give me a break. You can't touch anybody. It's hard to keep Chris Paul in front of you, and he's like 40. The second thing is LeBron would be dominant in back in Michael's era. Folks, Karl Malone averaged 28 a game. Karl Malone was a multiple-time MVP. He's not in LeBron's athletic galaxy. He's not even close to LeBron. It's not as big, as strong, as fast, the ball handling, the passing. And Karl Malone was dominant. I covered him. He was dominant. They would both be great. And it's interesting, whenever you get into this who's great and who's greater, let me ask you this. A minute 30 to go. Brady or Aaron Rodgers, who would you take? It's not even close. Every single one of you that doesn't live in Wisconsin said Brady. That's always been who's better. The one thing Michael has, and it's indisputable, a minute 30 left. Because you know if Michael's teams face LeBron's best teams, Michael, his team struggled at times with the Phoenix Suns that were never a dynasty and the Sonics and the Utah Jazz a couple times. Those teams didn't even win titles. You take LeBron's best team in Miami, games would be close with Chicago. LeBron's best team in Cleveland, it'd be close. The game, the NBA Finals, they're always close. The games are all very few sweeps. So in those close games with a minute 30 left, who would you take? And I always thought Michael Jordan's best argument is, I take Michael. He's a better free throw shooter, a better on-ball defender, and a better mid-range player. I'd take Michael. Now, stats, volume, ball handling, passing. I don't want either passing. Late, minute 30 left, overtime, fourth quarter. I take Michael. Those games are all close. Michael's games are all close. Michael was better at the line. He was a better on-ball defender. And he was the best mid-range player ever. So when people get into this, who's better, I don't know that you can't compare these two. But I will say that's always been Brady's great advantage over a lot of his contemporaries. Big Ben, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning. I'll take Brady late. When you have all these great people, the best people in any industry are at their best in crisis. It was always the difference between Jeter and A-Rod. They're both great. A-Rod's more talented. Who would you take two on, two out, ninth inning in a playoff game? You take Jeter. So therefore, to me, Jeter's greater. because they're both great. They both get to the playoffs. They're both fantastic. They're both Hall of Fame talents. So it always comes down to Michael, LeBron, Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Jeter, and A-Rod. You compete. Who's better in crisis? Because most of these world championships in all these sports, it comes down to game six. A lot of times it's not game seven. There's a lot of game sixes. Who do you want? That's always been, to me, MJ's best argument. By the way, Antoine Walker was just making Nick Wright's head spin this morning. It was just totally entertaining driving to work. He had this to say.
If you want to go with the eye test, it's Michael Jordan real easy. A better clutch performer for game-winning shots. If he gets fouled late in the games, he's going to make his free throws with the game on the line. And nobody can score the basketball like Michael scores.
Yeah, I did that. I think Nick Wright at that point walked out of the building. He could not contain himself at that point. But I'd just like to thank Aaron Rodgers for content on one of the slower days of the year, and Michael and LeBron for hugging. I was just like, boom, that's like four segments right there. It's fantastic. I'm going to send out a heart emoji and all that stuff later today, I think, just to thank everybody for two or three of the slowest days of the year. We got stuff to talk about. There is also a story. I don't get it. It's totally gaining steam. I don't get it. I don't agree with it. It doesn't make sense to me, but it is gaining steam from people, some people at least, that generally are accurate. That's coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
So sometimes stories happen, and I don't really get them. I can remember when Kevin Durant, there were rumors he was going to go to the Warriors, and I'm like, I don't. Clay and Steph, and he's different, and there's one basketball. It happened. They won titles. So sometimes you get surprised by stuff. I think it caught a lot of people, including Adam Silver, off guard when that happened. There are a lot of people now, and it's being discussed a lot. Steve Young, Joe Montana talking about Trey Lance. He's not ready. Another story yesterday, PFT Live. Tom Brady, people think he's going to San Francisco. Ian O'Connor, very smart, respected New York Post columnist, told me on my podcast the other day, like, I would be shocked if he doesn't go to San Francisco. It's so generally, there's an order to things. I get up in the morning, I have a coffee, read the news for 20 minutes. Get dressed, go to work. There's an order, right? For unhappy quarterbacks, the order is you express frustration with the front office. You call your agent and talk to him. Then a couple days later, you request the trade. If that fails, your agent leaks something to the press to put pressure on the team. And then if that fails, then you threaten to retire. And that's the order of things. The order isn't, I'm going to retire, and 2 weeks later, just kidding, I'm going to go play for the Niners. What? Excuse me? So Brady retires. Stories come out that he's not particularly happy at the end, which Bruce Arians refutes. And now I'm supposed to believe the most prepared, detailed athlete of my life is just going to throw a haymaker out there and come out of retirement. It makes no sense. Tom Brady would go 6 to 7 months a year without a beer or a strawberry. And now, 2-3 weeks after retiring, he's lost all discipline. He's just frantic at home, bailing water, bored out of his mind, can't get it together, got to be back, desperate. I just doesn't feel anything like Brady. It's so weird and clunky and off-brand for a meticulously prepared and detailed person. Now I will say the Buccaneers own his rights. And so if San Francisco said, hey, we'll give you Garoppolo, I mean, because they don't have a quarterback. Like, maybe you could appease the Buccaneers if you could get a starting quarterback. I don't know. But, you know, this is one of these stories. And Kevin Durant to the Warriors, I didn't see it coming. This feels off-brand. It feels weird. Thomas tends to be meticulous and not ever impulsive, never, ever desperate. NFC West is really hard. I think Shanahan's offense, usually everybody's better in year two. I do think Kyle and Belichick have some personality similarities, intense, very little interest in the media. Not necessarily Belichick's offense wasn't quarterback-centric, although it was important. San Francisco's offense isn't really quarterback-centric. Tom could come in, 27 attempts, 20 of 27. You know, it's not Bruce Arians down the field, interceptions, pick sixes, don't risk it, no biscuit. That's the exact opposite of Shanahan's offense. So it would be a very easy offense for a veteran quarterback who likes efficiency to work. But this story to me doesn't make a ton of sense. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Nick Saban is 70 years old, but he's not showing any signs of slowing down. He was asked recently if he's thinking about retiring from coaching, and he quickly shut down any speculation about that. He said, everyone asks me when I'm going to retire. Retire for what? I'm going to jump into an empty abyss. of what am I going to do? Because the very challenges that I talk about and the things in our profession that concern me for you and for me both in your game and in our game, that's what keeps me going. That's why I get up every day. Why would you quit doing that?
I watched the documentary last night on Carl Icahn. He's kind of a legendary corporate advocate, maybe a corporate raider. You know, he always had kind of a negative stigma around him. He'd go into companies and tear them down and make a bunch of money, blah, blah, blah. Whatever you think of him, he's like 85 years old, beautiful wife, great family. But he was talking last night, and I'm watching the documentary. It's like, I like to compete. That's why I like to compete. You never lose. If you were competitive at 28.
Yeah, you're always competitive.
You're not going to go to play bridge for 7 hours a day at a country club. That's not who you are.
Right, but depending on what your choice of profession is,
yeah,
your ability to compete might not be within your control, which is what happens with professional athletes. Because
right,
eventually you're going to age out of your ability to compete at whatever it is you're competing at. So you might get into coaching so that you can still compete. Or
right,
you might transition into something like golf so you still have that, you know, ability to stretch that competitive muscle without being,
right,
you know, playing in some league that is embarrassing or
right,
whatever. But if you're Nick Saban, I don't know that you necessarily age out of coaching. Like, eventually he is going to be too old, yes, to coach.
Yeah.
We know that. But at 70, I don't feel like that's the case. He doesn't feel 70.
I had an agent that said this once. When 8 is the first number, it's time to go. You can see cognitive decline.
Right.
Like. But Vin Scully was in his 80s doing play-by-play. I live in Los Angeles. I had listened to him. He was still very strong.
Yeah, it's the age is a number for different people.
Right.
Like, somebody's 70. Somebody else's 70 might not be Nick Saban's 70.
Yeah, like his. And like I said this about Harbaugh last week. He's 58. Well, he's a former athlete. So if you see Jim with his shirt off, he's in great shape. And he's athletic and a beautiful wife, very active guy, right?
Right.
He's got at minimum 25 years of coaching left. I mean, if he wanted to coach like he was 79 years old, like that's 21 years. Totally see it. He is just wired to work and do things and think and compete until he's 75 years old.
But there's just certain people, it's kind of similar to the Tom Brady retirement thing. I just got out of the predicting when Tom Brady was going to retire. Like, he's just going to let us know.
Yeah.
When he's ready to retire.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the decline. I'm probably not going to see the decline. And I feel like that's probably the same way that it will be with Saban. He agreed to a contract extension with Bama through 2028. So I imagine he'll coach through that contract.
He wants to stay in the SEC so when Oklahoma and Texas get there, he can prove you made a huge error in judgment entering our conference.
Well, he's been a college football head coach for 26 seasons, the last 15 seasons with Alabama. It doesn't seem that long. 15 seasons with Alabama. I mean, look, he's going to go down as the greatest college football head coach ever.
Yes.
And this is what he does. I don't know. Like, I can see there's certain people you'd be like, what are you thinking about?
Look at him right there. Does he look old? He looks fantastic for 70. Honest to God.
Also not going to be the person that asks Nick Saban when he's going to retire. I feel like that's going to get a pretty snippy response every time.
Every time I hear him at a podium, I mean, he is one of the best-looking 70-year-old guys in America. Who looks like that at 70?
Yeah, I don't know. This is kind of a strange story to me because I don't even think about Nick Saban retiring. Like, I think it would be shocking if he was if he was to announce his retirement. Wouldn't that feel a little abrupt? Like, I feel like he has coaching.
I don't even think he takes naps. Like, at 70, I'll be asleep from 1 to 4.
Oh, listen.
I don't even
think. The amount of napping that I do now when I'm old, if you can catch me for a good 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
When I'm old, it's going to be great
Listen,
for you.
I take naps sleeping next to my dog. Sometimes I fall asleep sooner and there I get up, they're already out playing. I'm beating my dogs on naps. So, I mean, forget. I mean, at 70, I'm not going to be Nick Saban.
I'm definitely going to be napping. Well, another coach that is in the news for different reasons, Michigan basketball coach Juwan Howard has been suspended for the remainder of the regular season.
5 games.
He was fine. Yes, it's 5 games. It sounds more dramatic when you say remainder of the season.
That was my guess,
five more games. He was also fined $40,000 for hitting a Wisconsin assistant coach after their game on Sunday. At this point, everyone's probably seen the video. Following the suspension, you know, he has released an apology that read in part, "After taking time to reflect on all that happened, I realized how unacceptable both my actions and words were and how they affected so many. I'm truly sorry. I speak a lot about being a Michigan man and representing the university with class and pride. I did not do that, nor did I set the right example in the right way for my student athletes. This mistake will never happen again."
He has always been, Juwan was known in the Fab Five. He was known as the nice guy in the Fab Five. Like, he was the friendly guy, the peacemaker. So, listen, regardless of what you think of the whole thing, like, these college rivalries are, it's intense. And I said this yesterday, Joy, college coaches, unlike pro coaches, have so much power. They fall prey to being like egomaniacs. Like, if you give anybody ultimate power.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, ultimate power power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. We
and
know
I,
that.
And I think Juwano has had a reputation of like the gentleman of the Fab Five, the reasonable one. And he's had now two little altercations. And I think it's intense. It's the Big Ten. Somebody got in his kitchen. Somebody
also,
grabbed him.
There's a lot of pressure with being the coach
of Michigan.
And not just any coach of Michigan. You're Juwan Howard, the coach of Michigan. Like there's extra intense pressure there. I mean, look, I've seen people defending him. Like people are overreacting to what happened here. Like, yeah, it's a really bad scene, and you can't do that, especially as a college coach.
Right.
I actually don't know that the reaction would have been the same if it was a professional coach. I think because you're dealing with student athletes, there's a certain extra level of responsibility as a head coach to not put yourself in this situation. It was a really bad look, and he's, you know, of course he was going to apologize. I think that the punishment is appropriate as well.
That's what it felt like to me, 5 games.
Yes.
I'm not firing people. That...
And people have to stop being so dramatic about everything in life. Listen, nobody thinks this was a good idea or a good scene or the right thing to do, but punishments have to fit the crime, which is, you know, it's got to be reasonable here.
Right.
And also, why are we doing handshake lines? Are we still doing that?
I think coaches like it.
Do they?
I think they do. Tom Izzo went on yesterday. I don't really care. I mean, it's something I don't, you know, in soccer, you exchange jerseys. Hockey does it. I mean, which hockey's amazing because guys beat each other's brains in. And then 3 minutes later, they're shaking hands on the ice. So I think coaches like it. It does. I mean, I did it in high school basketball.
Right. Yeah. High school. It wasn't the best idea in high school either, if I recall correctly. So over the weekend, the NFL announced that there will be bubble restrictions during the combine next week, and prospects would be confined to secure venues. We're only allowed one medical support person to join them, and they would be disqualified from participating if they violated any of these protocols. So many of the players were unhappy with the guidelines. And agents of more than 150 prospects were planning to announce a boycott on Monday. So the NFL announced yesterday they will amend the protocols. Players are still encouraged to remain in the combine venues, but they can leave during their free time at their own risk. And they can also bring their approved medical personnel into the secure areas as long as they also follow proper procedures. So basically your trainer is what they're talking about when they're bringing the medical
personnel.
There
is something that is percolating in regards to combines. There is a feeling among agents and players is I can never help myself here. I always get hurt. Which I disagree with. I can remember Vernon Davis, Maryland tight end, going to the combine. Everybody's like, we may consider him as the top pick.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you that there's value. Everyone doesn't have value at the combine. Like there are certain players that if you throw, you can only make things worse for yourself.
Some quarterbacks just won't go.
Won't go. You don't need to run another 40. Like there are certain things you don't need to do if you're a certain level of prospect. But the combine absolutely helps. Fringe guys, guys from smaller schools, guys that haven't been in front of these scouts before.
We've seen
the
players.
Interviews.
No, I think it helps. And I think that you're hearing now a lot of, you can't do anything but hurt your standing. I don't buy that in life. I think we were talking about this last week or the week before. Even if I knew I wasn't getting a job, I'd go for the interview.
Of course.
Just, I want to be in front of people. I want to blow you away in the interview. So even if you're not hiring me, I walk out and you go like, damn, are we making a mistake here? He was a great interview.
Right, or your name could pop up in another room in the future, or that person could have another job hiring in a different place in the future. You never know.
The secret to the combine, what doesn't get talked about, it's really where a lot of deals are done between NFL people. There's this whole Kirk Cousins rumor. What the combine's known for is you get to kind of look. You measure the guys against themselves, and there is a lot. There are deals done over bourbon in Indy. So that's that part. That's why you don't, as a fan or a media member, you do not want to eliminate the combine. A lot of business gets done here.
Well, that ends. You're seeing how players interact with each other. Like you've heard stories before where, this guy is leading this position group. You can tell he's a leader or he's a little more quiet. And the body language that you're going to see from scouts and personnel watching the players is important as well. So I don't think that there's no value to the combine. For certain players, certainly.
Yeah.
But overall, it really helps a lot of guys.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
I mean, you know, you were talking about age and Nick Saban. Think about this. How old were Trump and Biden running for president? Like, that's the hardest job in America,
not
right?
Not young.
I was telling my wife this not long ago. Can we just have one election where somebody's age starts with a 4? Is there anybody at 40 that can run? It's nothing
anybody
against...
Anybody that's 40 that, you know, can run is running a business and making millions of dollars and not having to make decisions for an entire country and, you know, things that affect the world.
Like, what happened? It's just everybody...
That's what happened. Is that there's... You could go into tech and run a tech company, be a CEO, and go to Aspen for 4 weeks and take Zoom calls rather than running the country. What do you want to do?
I think you're right. I think the candidates...
I don't want to run the country.
Who... You think Jeff Bezos wants the headache? He's on a yacht.
He's taking down bridges to build yachts. Yes. He's not doing that. Why? Why would he?
That's a great point. Is that...
It's a great life.
It's a terrible life being president.
Yes. Yes. Like forget the pressure and the security measures and, you know, the history and the constant judging and the social media reaction to everything and all of it just for you. You're also doing that for your family.
Ugh. Gross.
And then you're like your family's family. Every day, every second of every day. You can't open the window for some air. You like the windows open. You like fresh air.
Oh, love it.
No fresh air for you.
Couldn't be president. The only reason, right there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulge indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Wireless outdoor cameras now from SimpliSafe Indoor Outdoor. 20% off with interactive monitoring. Claim a free indoor security camera. SimpliSafeColin.com. We were talking about, you know, Aaron Rodgers has his whole Instagram thing. He does look weird in Denver orange.
I saw your tweet.
It doesn't even look right. I mean, I've always guessed, I think he's going to stay. Mark Schlereth, he's joining us now live. Three Super Bowl rings. I think he stays in Green Bay, but what is the feeling there? What is the feeling this morning on Aaron to the Broncos?
People are like, hey, man, either you know, drop a load or get off the pot, for crying out loud. At least tell us what you're going to do. Quit being cryptic. Like, I think there are a lot of people that are really excited about the potential of Aaron Rodgers. And then there are a lot of people, Colin, that look at Aaron Rodgers and say, well, that's a two-year fix. And then what? You know, they want that young quarterback. That's somebody you can build a team around for the next 15 years. And, you know, I mean, that's what they thought they were getting with the Jets and Sam Darnold, or Baker Mayfield in Cleveland, or Josh Rosen in Arizona, you know, or, you know, Mitchell Trubisky in Chicago. Like, that is not a foolproof situation. So I'm one of those guys that I'll trade away unknown commodities for a known commodity, even if it's only for a few years, in order to win a championship. You think they regret it in Tampa Bay? And I know he wasn't tradable. I know Tom Brady was a free agent, but you know what I'm saying. So I think, for the most part, people would love to see Aaron Rodgers in Denver Orange.
Well, it's interesting. We've said this, is that there are teams, and I think Denver is the team in the league, that with the right quarterback could win the Super Bowl. They could go from average to below average to Super Bowl, and I felt that with Tampa and Tom Brady. Like, they just needed a quarterback. What is the option if Aaron doesn't sign? Like, what's Denver's second choice?
Yeah, based on a gut feeling for me, and you know, I still have some ties within the organization, but the gut feeling for me is that this is one of those situations where they're going to continue to build this roster under George Payton, former assistant general manager of Minnesota, continue to build the roster, and then go after a veteran established quarterback. You know, whether it's a Jimmy Garoppolo, see if there's a trade available for a Kirk Cousins. You know, what is that next tier quarterback? And, you know, I think that's the direction they go. And Aaron Rodgers, the next tier of guys, and then, you know, and then figure out if you're going to go for a, you know, a bridge quarterback and try to draft somebody. If you still think that Drew Lock's career is salvageable based upon the offense that you're bringing back to Denver. Remember, when he was under this offense back in Vic Fangio's first year under offense coordinator Rich Scangarello, who was an assistant to Kyle Shanahan, went back to San Francisco. Oh, Drew Lock played fairly well. He was 4-1 as a starter. So you're bringing that offense back. And maybe you feel like, man, under that offense, under that influence of Nathaniel Hackett, you know, there's some potential growth here for Drew Lock.
Yeah. You know, you sat down with Brady this year. I don't buy the 49ers stuff. He's very prepared and detailed. It just doesn't feel like he'd retire than unretire. That's just not
right.
I mean, the guy doesn't drink a beer for 7 months. I just think when he retired, it's over. But you know, he goes on his podcast and says, you know, I'm open to stuff. Would you be shocked if Tom came out and was a Niner? He's from there.
Yeah, I would. I would. Like, I don't see him. Like, Aaron Rodgers, I see as a mercurial guy. I see Tom Brady as a completely detailed, well thought out. This was not something that was just spur of the moment. And then I get the people that say, well, you know, the relationship soured between he and Bruce Arians. And let me tell you, if you play for Bruce Arians, there's no virgin meat on your butt. It has all been chewed, regardless of who you are. So I don't look at it like, man, my feelings got hurt and things went sideways. I mean, that happens during the course of a season. But I just look at him as so detailed and him so planned out. you know, now maybe a year away from football and he decides, hey, man, I can still play. I've been keeping in shape. I want another opportunity. Maybe there's a chance, but I don't see him walking away from Tampa, you know, after a playoff run and saying, you know, I'm going to go over to San Francisco and see how that works out. I don't buy that. I just think he's too detailed for that.
By the way, the Rams lost their OC, coach of the Vikings, and then he hired another Ram assistant to be his OC. So they lose two more guys. They've lost four coordinators in 5 years. They've lost multiple assistants like Joe Barry, Shane Waldron. I mean, it's like Bama losing offensive coordinators. You tell me, when you guys win Super Bowls, and maybe society wasn't quite as mobile, but you're getting cherry-picked. So I'm looking here on the board of the former Sean McVay assistants. Good God, he has lost a lot of really high-end guys. Do you think at some point there's just too much, it's leaking? You just can't be, you can't be quite as tight next year.
Well, I think that anytime you lose really good coaches, you know, that's always going to be somewhat of an issue. I guess you have to look at the organization. So from the offensive side, you know, Sean McVay really runs the program. And obviously he's got, like, Kevin O'Connell was really his right-hand man, but he's got other really good coaches. And I think one of the things that you have to understand when you're a Sean McVay, you've had the success that you've had, and you are a developer of young coaches, you've got a pipeline of guys. You understand that this is part and parcel of being a champion, part and parcel of winning a lot of football games. And so, you know, you have got veteran guys, and this is another thing. You're not a coaching staff that's coaching a bunch of young players. You've gone out there and you've said, we don't really value draft picks. What we value is accomplished football players. So we're going to go out and find accomplished football players. And so they already have the nuance down, and they can help essentially coach the coaches as we develop and as we promote young guys to fill those spots. So, you know, I think it's a good problem to have. And I think, you know, Sean McVay is to me, you know, one of the most dynamic leaders in all of football. There's, you know, there's leaders because they're in a position of authority. And then there's people who lead because they are so dynamic that others want to follow.
Yeah.
And he's somebody who leads. He's not just a leader because he's in a position of authority. He is a leader because he walks into a room and he energizes that room and people want to follow. People want to believe. They want to buy into the why of Sean McVay. And so, you know, yeah, it's a good problem to have that you've developed coaches and they all get opportunities.
By the way, about a minute left, 45 seconds to a minute left, Aaron Rodgers had that old Instagram with a bunch of hearts on it and like Hallmark sayings and stuff. What'd you make of that thing?
It felt like he was saying goodbye. Ooh. Now, is he saying goodbye to Green Bay or is he saying goodbye to the NFL? Like, I mean, you went back to back MVPs. Can you really say goodbye to the NFL? I mean, he was throwing sweet nothings to his Friday crew and his coaches and all the people that you know have helped him along the way. From his Instagram to God's ears, I hope he's leaving Green Bay and I hope he's coming to Denver. But you know,
yeah. So you saw it as a goodbye. I mean, it had a bunch of pictures, Joy. It had a bunch of. I didn't hear it as a goodbye, but you know, my instincts are off all the time. So Mark Slara says, Joy, what did you think? Did you think it was a goodbye?
I mean, that's kind of like a closure post.
You fell. Oh my.
Yeah.
I buried the lead on that.
Ooh. What's the motivation? It's just like.
Well, I mean, Aaron's motivations are always
gratitude, and I was just exploding with emotions.
I think Monday is tequila sipping night in Aaron's house. He may have just been full of emotions.
I think it's National Margarita Day today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, maybe it was yesterday.
Cracked that bottle a day early. I don't know. It felt like he got into the juice a little and was.
I don't know. I'm an emotional person. I try to not be emotional on Instagram without, you know, if I start feeling that, I back off social media. But so if it's something like that, generally, it's. I think I agree with Mark. I think it feels like a goodbye.
Wow. Look at you two. You guys are...
What did you think, Colin? What did you think it was?
Oh, no, I gave up on guessing Aaron. I give up. I don't guess anymore. He's the opposite of me. Never married, no kids, no dogs. Just we're the opposite. All right, nothing relates. I can't relate to him. So and he wouldn't want to be me, and I don't want to be him, and so I'm not going to try to guess. But you two, you guys have very family. Your perception on this may be better than mine.
I don't know. I think I agree with you. I have no idea what he's doing.
Well, I think I buried the lead.
Remember, I've got the Aaron Rodgers candle burning in my kitchen right now, so I might be a little bit biased.
The vibes are high.
Yes.
All right, Mark Schlereth, Fox Sports. Look at that loyal guy with a golf shirt right there. That guy is company
right
loyal
here, right?
Right there.
Oh, there it is right there.
All right. Oh, boy, that is good branding right there. All right. Well, I'm going to think about that during the break. Maybe sip some of my own tequila. Hour two next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.